The final harvest tally shows it was a good year for sturgeon in and around Lake Winnebago. It wasn't such a good year for those who were out to spear one of the big fish. Ron Brook is a DNR fisheries biologist. He says this was one of the slowest seasons in the last decade, with a grand total of just 566 fish.
And actually, if you go back all the way to 1941, it would be the 57th. It would rank 57 out of 70 as far as the total harvest is concerned. For Lake Winnebago, that is.
The sturgeon season is divided between Lake Winnebago and smaller upriver lakes like Poygan. Brooks says spearers on the upriver lakes had a better chance at taking a sturgeon this year. More than 12,600 sturgeon tags were sold, but Brooks says ice on Lake Winnebago averaged from 8 to 14 inches. That's not thick enough to drive on, so the relatively thin ice kept most people on shore unless they had an ATV.
We really don't know exactly how many people fished, although we can kind of get an indication from the shanty count on opening day, and that was less than half of what we expected. So I expect somewhere south of 50% of the people that actually bought tags actually speared this year.
Numbers of sturgeon in the system are the highest they've been since the 1800s. Brooks says fishermen are asking if this year's paltry harvest will mean more generous caps next year. He says it's too early to answer that question. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.